The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast at plantersplace.com. Today we will be talking about straw bale gardening and a new book about the topic. As gardeners wait for the spring gardening season to hit its stride, I personally am considering exploring a new vegetable gardening technique, and that is using the straw bale. It's exactly what it sounds like, growing plants in a straw bale rather than growing them in the ground. There's a new book out by the person who brought straw bale gardening to the forefront. His name is Joel Karsten. The book is called Straw Bale Solutions. The book explains both the method for using and growing in straw bales and how straw bales can help solve some gardening space problems in a number of different situations. My mother, who is in her 80s, does enjoy fresh fruits and vegetables and misses the days when she and my father had a sprawling near-acre vegetable garden adjacent to their farm. With Dad gone and Mom a bit wobbly on her own feet, she was considering having us kids build her a raised bed on a cement slab right outside her back door. We'd have to buy wood and landscape fabric, build the structure, and then pay for good soil to be brought in to fill it up. It would not be cheap, I reminded her. Then Joel's book reminded me that the straw bale gardening technique was not only an option for growing on Mom's cement slab, it was a more affordable option. My brother now runs the farm and has a good supply of straw bales at the ready. So why not? Joel's first book, Straw Bale Gardens, published in 2012, introduced the world to the concept of and techniques for growing in straw bales. Chapter 2 of the new book, Straw Bale Solutions, offers a thorough review of the techniques presented in that first book. The revelation presented here is that when growing in straw bales, you're not growing in straw. Rather, you're growing in recently decomposed straw. By conditioning the bale, that is, soaking it with water, adding nitrogen to kickstart the microflora and microfauna into doing their jobs, you start that decomposition process. And in about 2 weeks, the straw bale is sufficiently decomposed so you are ready to start planting. Chapter 2 goes into a bit of the scientific explanation and process to help folks really understand how to do it right. There is even an explanation of what types of bales work best. You don't have to use straw, and you can even make them yourselves. The rest of the book tells the stories of real-life straw bale gardeners. Each had been presented with a gardening dilemma. For example, the steep slopes of Switzerland, or cold climate gardening in Canada. Rocky soils, even growing in no soil at all. And these folks found their solutions in using straw bales. The book also shares stories of successful community straw bale gardening efforts in different parts of the world that were hoping to alleviate hunger. From Cambodia to Copenhagen, straw bales have helped bridge that gap between an empty plate and a good meal. The straw bale garden we are planning for my mom's cement slab not only creates a space for her to garden, it also raises the plants up and off the ground for her. She'll have less bending to do, and with strategically placed trellises and poles, she'll have an easier way to harvest. I'm kind of getting excited about this project.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.